Governor Phil Scott has vetoed a pair of tax and spending bills approved by the legislature, and lawmakers will be back in Montpelier tomorrow in a continued effort to reach an agreement with the governor. The sticking point continues to be the use of one-time money. The Scott administration says it rejected the latest compromise proposal because it included an increase on the non-residential statewide property tax rate. Officials say the governor will never agree to any plan that raises taxes on Vermonters. VPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
The two positions in this stalemate are pretty well known. The governor wants to use roughly $60 million in one-time money to offset an increase in the statewide property tax rate for education. Legislative leaders argue using all of the one-time money for this purpose is fiscally irresponsible. Their original plan used part of the money to lower a proposed increase in the residential statewide property tax rate from 5 cents down to 2 cents, but it did not affect a 5 cent hike in the non-residential rate. In a new compromise, they've offered to use more of the one-time money to ensure that there will be no increase at all in the residential rate. Tax Commissioner Kai Samsom says the offer is not acceptable.
No, the governor's been clear that no property tax rate increases are acceptable or affordable to Vermonters at this point.
Samsom says the increase in the non-residential tax rate will hurt many Vermonters who own businesses or rental properties.
It's of utmost importance that we think about the affordability of business property owners because businesses, employing Vermonters and particularly small businesses, the lifeblood of the Vermont economy. So that's nothing to be dismissed.
Lieutenant Governor David Zuckerman says he doesn't want to use additional one-time money to break this current impasse, but he says this new plan is, quote, an acceptable compromise.
In the spirit of compromise, I think it's a reasonable idea to start a conversation. What's interesting about the spirit of compromise is everybody's got to come to the table.
Zuckerman says it's time for the governor to compromise on his no new taxes pledge. And Zuckerman is very disappointed that the administration didn't react more favorably to the new plan.
Not even an acknowledgement of the legislature moving beyond where it had wanted to be. Nothing of saying, this is good, we're working towards a middle ground somewhere. The governor has said, it's my way or the highway, no ifs, ands, or buts.
Tax Commissioner Samsom says Governor Scott is willing to compromise on various elements of his proposed five-year plan to make education funding more sustainable. These include provisions to increase student-to-staff ratios in many parts of the state, changes to the special education program, and a proposal to create a statewide health care contract for all school employees. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.